Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She goes, estoy muy contenta. Me siento más tranquila, segura. She goes, I'm very happy. I'm much more calm and secure. She goes, tengo fe que lo va a hacer bien y unir el país. I have faith that they are going to do a great job and they're going to bring the country together. She goes, ¿te imaginas tu madre en plena Wisconsin tocando la bocina? So she was on Wisconsin Avenue when she heard, and she's honking the horn in her little car.
Is she lost?
I like Drew Carey as a person. He's a nice guy, but you know they'll do the same thing they did with Bob Barker. They'll put a Drew Carey in there. Mm-hmm. They'll put somebody who's
a haircut.
I'm not going to answer questions from a haircut.
You want to put any? Who do you want to put in there? I don't know. You don't know because I think Wayne Brady was a good choice.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Blowing to beat the bad out here in the middle of Tropical Storm Etta. I think we're going to be okay. I worry about the rain and all that kind of stuff.
What's the trajectory? So. What's the story?
Yeah. They say it's going to take a left-hand turn and go out west. As a matter of fact, if you were to look at a map with the trajectory.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at the beach. Hi, this is Jim Cantori.
Hi, Jim.
Seem to have a few problems out here.
It passed.
I was looking at a map just yesterday at the electoral map, and I kept on looking at Florida. And I was like, man, Florida's like this terrible skin tag you've had for 50 years that you got to see a dermatologist.
That is
eventually.
Not very nice about the place I live, Oscar.
It is not only accurate sociologically, it looks like a skin tag.
On a map?
Yeah, it does. It hangs down there.
It doesn't look like it belongs. Like, it should have been a lased.
Like, we should have snipped it off. Put some essential oils or something. Yeah. Help it. Do something.
What did you text us?
The article for tomorrow, Mike. Table topics.
Oh.
Yes.
Table topics.
Yes.
Thank you. Let me get the update. Hold on just a second.
Please.
Yeah.
What I saw on the news, it was juking right and then possibly juking left, like you said.
All right. Looks like, my God. A little rain here today, boys.
Yeah.
If you look at that Doppler radar. 95% chance of rain today, and winds out of the east at 24 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 or 60. So it's going to be, we're in the middle of it, but I can't play the audio on it right now.
Have you ever golfed in the rain?
Yes, but I don't choose to.
Okay.
I didn't golf yesterday when I had a tee time. I won't golf today. Probably won't golf Wednesday.
Either. Wasn't it like when the bishop golfed in Caddyshack?
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come in for a while now, Rob. I don't think the heavy stuff will be here for a while.
Yeah, frankly, I think we have a little while, Your Highness.
There is no God.
My name's Fred. I'm a man, same as you.
It is. You know what? As a tribute to that guy that either fell or jumped off a cliff that created Caddyshack and...
Yes.
I forgot the name of him, as most people have. He played, by the way, if you want another guy that was responsible for Caddyshack, go back and look at the movie Animal House and see the nerdy guy.
Yes.
What do you want, you moron? That's the guy that actually created Caddyshack. And I wonder how he would feel if he would think that decades later, people still not
Douglas
only
Kenny,
quote him.
Mike. Douglas Kenny. Yeah.
Doug Kenny and people, I wonder how he would feel if he knew that people not only would quote it like Rob just did by mentioning the bishop, but that when you do that at any time, you don't just get laughter, you get hysterical laughter. People just laugh because it's so, I can't describe to you for golfers how incredible that movie is for just everybody knowing it. And
do
when
you feel it is the most quotable movie of all time? I think it has to be way up there.
On a golf course, it is the most quotable. And when you say it, for example, I use this line all the time. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come in for a while yet. Because when you say that, you will have three guys with you that all bust out laughing.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
And it's just, but when you talk about the irreverence of Caddyshack taking the the bishop, who goes out in this horrible thunderstorm and shoots his worst round. I'm sitting there. I've seen it 1,000 times. There's no way I should be laughing at it again. But it's hysterical. And then he gets struck by lightning. And, of course, he loses his ability to be the bishop. And he's just this. What a great way to hunker down and watch a movie today.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, absolutely.
Unusual for you fellers now that I should tell you that my kid is kind of weird. Not in school today. School canceled because of the storm. The tropical storm.
Yeah. Really?
And it's one of the weirdest trajectories I have ever seen.
So they can't just boot up the computers and be like, hey, we did this last week. Why don't you all jump on the computer?
We did it before and we can do it again.
It's very strange to see a hurricane come over Cuba, doing a beeline from where you are, and then getting to the Florida Keys, doing not only a left-hand turn, but then dipping down. When I learned a lot when I did a project about these hurricanes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me how they can track these.
For television, not in high school, just to clarify.
What do you mean?
The project hurricanes.
I did a narration, I read the stuff they were telling me.
It's not like a science project. I just want to make sure.
The thing that is, they have gotten
here's my diorama.
Now, what we have on the end of this dowel rod is a Nerf ball that indicates the Earth.
I swear to God, it's like I got no mask.
You change that shot, we're going to lose 10 viewers.
It's not safe for work.
There we go.
You're back, baby.
Better.
Is that all right, Maddie?
I would maybe go over one click to your right if you can.
There you go.
This way?
The other way.
The other right.
The other right.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Right, it's fun to listen to.
Oh, there we go. Beautiful. Yeah.
What do you think, Madam Director? Baby. Pretty good?
Absolutely stunning.
So it's just a little nerve-wracking, but they have gotten so good at predicting what the path of a storm is going to be that I'm confident in. What I'm not confident and what they can't predict is they don't know for our friends up north into the northwestern part of the state of Florida what this is going to be and mm-hmm. how strong it's going to be. They never can predict that, and that worries me for an area that doesn't need to get hit again. It's right. Anyway, here we are. It is Monday. We have a new president-elect of the United States, mm-hmm. Joe Biden, and here we are. And it was a weird, weird week. And a weird weekend, too. I'm curious how you guys found out about what was going down. I had to be called in, and I actually rewound CNN to get the moment where they called Pennsylvania giving Joe Biden the presidency. How did it go down for you, fellas?
I was in Silver Spring on my way to the bakery, and my phone started to blow up with alerts from all the news outlets. And it was an exciting time because I was in the passenger seat, and I got to say, Washington Post says, CNN says, Fox News says. It was great. It was one of those moments that you will remember, even though it seems like a insignificant way to get a new, because you get a million updates on your phone every day. That was really cool because they all rolled in at the same time. It was neat. I loved it.
We were watching live, and two things struck me. One is this is the first time I've spent election, I guess, of this magnitude that I was this invested in my life.
Yeah, you're the rookie politician guy. You're new to this.
And with my wife, sitting at home and being able to see her, who's what, roughly 8 years younger than me, 9 years younger than me.
13.
Who has also gotten involved, and she heard before we saw it on TV. You tell me how this works. Maybe somebody was listening. She heard the woo in the distance, in the streets.
Oh wow!
And she said, "And she said, what is that?" And I said, and I unmuted the TV, and the graphics started going up, and then you heard our entire block just like woo, 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 honks, wow, like horns.
That's neat. That's neat.
And then she started tearing up because she's never, you never, and I, and then I saw her cry and I started tearing up and I was like, and then she opened up our window in Georgetown and she started screaming like she was at a concert. And it was just a moment. And I know, and look, I know our listening audience, for those of you that weren't, you know, did not vote for Biden and do not believe in this politics, this isn't a gloating moment for me. I'm just giving you exactly what went down in our home.
I'm proud of the people that are saying that, like you're saying that, because I agree. And that's the philosophy that I have as far as the gloating. Would you like to hear what the, you said you heard some woo-hoos. Do you want to hear what I heard down here?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Oh. Yeah, but the homes are spread apart. And
yeah, that's what it was. The homes were spread apart.
And maybe the with the rain, maybe with the rain, it was slow. Maybe they didn't have the news yet. Maybe it was slow to get the news. It could be.
Now,
can I share with you my mom's text just briefly? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd love that. This is from my mom. Hola, Oscar. Gracias por avisar. So I called my mom right away as soon as the news broke. She goes, estoy muy contenta. Me siento más tranquila, seguro. She goes, I'm very happy. I'm much more calm and secure. She goes, tengo fe que lo va a hacer bien y unir el país. I have faith that they are going to do a great job and they're going to bring the country together. She goes, te imaginas tu madre en plena Wisconsin tocando la bocina. So she was on Wisconsin Avenue when she heard, and she's honking the horn in her car, in a little car.
Is she lost?
Yes, it's an Amber Alert. Yes, my mom is lost and texting me.
That's what I got. I got two things that said Biden got 270 and Jesus, one Amber Alert for Oscar's mom.
She lost.
You can suck sweetness out of any moment, Kenny. Shecky Spiewak.
She lost.
So true. She has been lost in the past.
That's so sweet.
So she said, this is a longer message in Spanish, and at the end, she writes in English, I love this country.
Oh, that's great.
Good for her. And, you know, it's, I have a feeling of, I don't have to think about stuff anymore for a while. I don't have to work.
When Oscar was talking about the screaming,
the other side feels the same way.
When Oscar was talking about the screaming, and also I should mention, it's, I think the screaming is not a screaming of gloating. I think it's a screaming of relief, of resolution, and there would be a similar feeling of satisfaction just knowing that the election has come to a close. Obviously, there's more enthusiasm when your side wins, but I would like to think that both sides can heave a sigh of relief because it has not been an easy 6 months. And at least we now have our finger on the pulse of the resolution. And I think there's a lot of that. I bet liquor stores did a really good business on Saturday. I think a lot of people opened some wine, had a few drinks, and just heaved a sigh of relief because Mike, is what you said. Now we don't have to think about it anymore, at least for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I found it, the entire week to be. Anybody that was even partially engaged was probably exhausted.
Yes.
And when I posted about, and thank you for mentioning my post, Oscar, I thought about it. I think a lot about my social media, a lot more than I probably think about running my mouth on this show, where sometimes I'll blurt something out and I regret it later. But when I realize it's going out there, I take it pretty seriously. And I really wanted to point out that, you know, this is not, it cannot be lost on anybody that Donald Trump received 70 plus million votes. And that is no accident. That can't just be people that, you know, were, you know, tracking with his racism or anything like that. I disagree. I think that was people that just legitimately worry about. I think the majority, those votes came from people that sincerely believe that policies of the Democrats, like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, are dangerous for the United States. That they're going to reward people that don't work. They're going to, a lot of that, and we cannot do what we ask for, which is unify, with categorically dismissing the feelings of people around the country. So I if you want to talk about a mandate, I don't look at this as a mandate for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to go in and say, our way or the highway. This is a mandate for America to say, and I say this to everybody on the Republican side, we dodged a bullet, folks. I really believe that. Now it's time to reach out and understand what their concerns are.
Yeah.
And that they are, that you can't ignore that group of people. With that said, the individual himself, I believe that a lot of people, because of the way they felt about policies of the Democratic Party, ignored the man himself. And I have always thought that the man himself, with four more years, would have been, it would have been a very dicey situation, because you got a guy that, with that kind of power, would have continued to do kind of weird stuff.
Well, second terms are always where all bets are off, because they mm-hmm. don't have to worry about reelection at the end of a second term. So you can take everything that happened in the first term and almost redouble it, because mm-hmm. why? There's no governor on him. And so I think that is something that needs to be considered.
When do you think these posts that the media doesn't elect the president, which is obvious? The media doesn't elect the president. The Electoral College does.
Right.
So when will that die down?
Or as Rudy It'll Giuliani down, says, the courts do.
Let me tell you. let me tell you why it'll die down.
Yeah.
It'll die down because they drove people like me crazy when they knew Wednesday. AP knew Wednesday when they called Arizona for the president. Arizona hasn't been called yet, right? To the best of my knowledge.
Not yet.
Other news
outlets. That is taping. Right.
But you have I think the responsibility shown. I'm a CNN guy. I always watch CNN.
Right.
Because with CNN, what I get is it's all the time. It's nonstop. Mm-hmm. There's very little of the, they'll go to the pundits, but they go to the pundits only after they've dealt with the facts with Wolf and John King at the big board, as they like mm-hmm. to call it. So it's all numbers, 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 numbers. And that's what I want when I'm watching an election. I want to know numbers. Where's the vote coming from? Blah, 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 blah. Then kick it over to the pundits when there's that break in the action. But primarily, whereas MSNBC, the other labeled liberal website, has more punditry than numbers.
Less numbers,
and by the way, I argue with a lot of people where they're Cornacki people, and I'm not a Cornacki guy. I just, the whole act of the rolled-up like, sleeves and all
the Encyclopedia
that,
Britannica versus the World Book.
It's,
Funky like Wagnalls, maybe.
I'd say John King, mad respect for the way he did it. They were so careful.
Yeah.
They were beyond careful, and damn it, I was ready for that to happen. Take your time, so that when the moment came, that they could do so, and they could do so with a clear conscience. And so, that was not the media was not wishfully saying it's his now, and the numbers are backing that up as they continue mm-hmm. to come in, and they still haven't called certain states for him. So I thought the media was very responsible. I think that. It's hard to see the people that are talking about it's not over, that this thing was stolen, are the same people. They're feeding off what is a kindergarten mentality from the top, where you don't admit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what a child does. A child does not admit they're defeated. A child does not do it. It was childish. It's been childish. And
It really shouldn't surprise anybody.
No, it doesn't surprise anybody. But I mean, the press conference that he gave on Thursday was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can also fight this thing in the courts if you think there is a legitimate grievance, but you don't come out and saying we won this, and because you're essentially saying all legal votes voted for me, all illegal votes voted for the other guy with no evidence. Mm-hmm. So when you see that. It's just, and then
you watch 60 Minutes yesterday, and they've got, they're focusing on Pennsylvania.
And the Republican Commissioner of Elections.
Yeah,
there.
And mm-hmm. he's like, it's a malarkey. It really just all, it's all it is. It's the idea that nobody got a chance from the Republican Party to sit there and watch, evaluate the polls is BS. They wanted to get closer, went from 10 feet to 6 feet. They've been there. They've been there the entire time.
There were mistakes made on both sides of this election. If you talk about my state of Florida, the Democratic Party completely and categorically ignored the potential of this arch conservative rabidly conservative Latin community, which I have friends in.
Yes.
I have met the people that feel this way. They mm-hmm. are as right-wing as right-wing can be. But they also, so when you come in to Miami-Dade County and you start shouting, you give the other side a chance to say socialism, socialism, mm-hmm. socialism, you're going to run into a problem. That was one of their big deals. That's why Florida, I think, was as much of a blowout as much of Florida can be a blowout. Yes.
Right, right.
On the Republican side, the whole don't vote by mail thing backfired.
Mm-hmm.
Backfired badly.
Hugely.
I was one of the people that voted by mail early yeah. on because yep. I said, that's the way I want to do it. And when they said you can vote by mail and put it into a Dropbox, everybody voted. We will get there. It's sad that it has to be like this. But I get it. I understand the anger. And I understand the fact that the numbers speak for themselves. The numbers speak for themselves. Wait, look, folks, all I can tell you, Carla has a friend of hers that said, help me to like Joe Biden. There you go. That's reasonable.
That's sweet.
I had people, many, many Republicans that I dealt with on Friday who were chill, were cool about it. And the people that weren't didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that. Let the time pass. Oscar, it's like a death. Time heals. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine with this. There's just no way it's going to be changed. So anybody, you know, Todd Moore, you know, can say all he wants to say.
I wouldn't know. I've muted him yeah. for life. Yeah.
No, I saw yes. some of his stuff, and he's doing what he's doing. He's
not accepting.
He loves it. What's that?
He's not accepting of the process.
Well, no, a lot of people aren't. A lot of people are angry. A lot of people pissed. That's going to pass.
It's going to have to pass.
Phases. It's phases. It's like grieving. It's like grieving. And I get it. And this is the last time you want to sit there and gloat. This is when you want to take the high road. Honest mm-hmm. to God, I was raised this way. People didn't trust me on it. They didn't think that. Nobody was more passionate about wanting to see this president lose than I was. It's just the way it was. Now that it's said and done, I want to do what I want to live my life the way I wanted him to run the country,
yeah.
which is I want to be the grown up. You don't kick the dog when he's down. You don't. It's just this is the opportunity we have to say we understand there's got to be something out there. If you blow that off, you're ignoring the fact. People came up to me and say we are not a progressive country. I am inclined to believe that after this election.
Sure.
We are not a progressive country. We have to find common ground. What we are is a great country, and we need to get on with it and get on with understanding people that disagree with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from every corner of society. Have the celebrations. I don't begrudge the people in the streets celebrating. That's fine. But after that, you don't. Gloating is just, look, man, I mean, you see it. You know where you see it a lot? I'm going to use this little analogy
right.
here. You know when you see real sportsmanship? Outside of golf, and it's pretty easy to be a good sportsman in golf,
yeah.
you see it in mixed martial arts. You see mm-hmm. two men who will literally be trying to kill each other physically, bloodying the other person, breaking orbital bones and noses, and you will see them hug each other at the conclusion going, you fought your ass off,
yeah.
I fought my ass off. We need to do that as a country right now, where this has been a bloody little battle. You know, you heard how many times in the run-up to this did we see Civil War mentioned,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, of course.
This is the time when we reach out. I believe with all of my heart that this election, going the way it went, will make us safer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, but I understand that there's 70 million plus people in this country that might be freaked out right now, thinking things are going to dramatically change. You got to reach out. And right now, you know what my policy is as far as dealing with people that I know who have been friends to me, knowing about my politics.
Right.
Where I said to my wife yesterday, and I don't mind going public with this. One of the reasons I like it down here and I don't like it up in Maine is that when I get together with this group of guys that almost all of them disagree with me politically, I laugh every single day with people that disagree with mm-hmm. me. I don't do that up where I've got people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
Because they can be very judgmental up there, and they can be very elitist up there.
Mm.
So that elite level label, I should say, is not something I take lightly. I get it. I get where it comes from because I get a little of it. So I understand how that works. Please, please, please. My father raised me about one thing. It was kind of similar to the way H.W. Bush's family raised him. You don't suffer bullies. And my father put himself in harm's way most of his life because he wouldn't suffer a bully. Mm-hmm. He'd intervene and got his ass kicked a couple of times doing it. And
just like you
also, just like me.
Yeah,
but exactly. I never that was not confronting a bully. That was defending the honor of my wife. Anyway, but that's a long story. For another show. But you don't suffer the bullies, and you gotta rein your own people. And if you can't, speak up for the people that are saying this is the you want to really start making some progress. Take the high ground. Mm-hmm. I meant it. Be classy. It's like forgiving people. You feel better when you do that. You might not get the immediate gratification of going, nah, 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 you suck. You might not get that. Mm-hmm. But what you get is a long-term idea that maybe we can be better. It's a friggin', I want to say the F word. It's an effing responsibility for us as Americans. If we're going to want unity, which I do, then you can't gloat right now. You got to try to understand. And with all due respect, we have a listener in our audience, and I watched a thread where this particular listener was, I won't mention names, being pounded on by people from a certain political point of view. That's not what you do now.
No.
You won.
Stop it.
Now, what we got... Mike, what's lost on so many people, you can go back the entire history, even prior to our Declaration of Independence. Our country has been based and built on disagreements, but disagreements that have been resolved. And out of many, one. That's what we need to do now. It's okay to disagree, but you got to come together. What's bad is when you disagree, but shut out the other side. And if you look at the greatest moments in our history, it's when... people disagree, but are open to the other side. That's when resolution happens.
Want to call back, and now to my friends on the other side, on the right. If you want to call back stuff I've said, and you want to call back my anger, and you want to mention things like people saying, not my president. And I don't know whether I did or I didn't say that at one point. I don't think I did, but
I don't think you ever did.
Probably did.
I don't think if I said that, but if I did, I did. And I regret that I said that. If you want to call that back, that's not moving forward. I want you to move forward. I'm ready to get it. I'm ready to get the fact that if we want to get things done, we got to do it in a responsible way. It's not going to happen overnight. I want peace among the... I want us to be what we were. And this is not, for me, anything other than a time where I feel a sense of responsibility as a citizen, not just to vote, but also to... you know, to make sure that we get better. And it starts by, I think, living our lives like that and living our lives without gloating and lording it over. You know, we won. It's not a sporting event. It's the future of our country. And we'll see what happens. And for the people on the right that say I'm a hypocrite, I disagree with you. I don't like seeing that. I don't like reading that. I don't think that's productive. For the people on the other side that all of them. There's one thing that was pretty consistent talking about. He won't live the 4 years. Okay, well, that might be wishful thinking on your part, but it's pretty dark. And yeah, he's old. So's your guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, candidate were they talking about?
But I mean, that's it's frustrating. So we move on from this, and I hope that the voices within the Trump administration can get to him. I really, really, if I wish for one thing. I really wish that once the legal stuff is over, that he reaches out and does invite Biden to the White House and does show up at the inauguration. Because as I've always said, it's one of the great things of our society. And, I'm not optimistic that it'll happen that way, but I sure hope it does. I hope that once the realization sets in, it's going to be probably a lot more dignified to, you know, greet Joe Biden and Jill Biden with Melania and Donald on the steps of the White House than it is to ignore everything and then just have cameras staking out when you skulk out of the White House.
I do have one question about the inauguration that I need your viewpoint on, Mike. Have you and Jimmy booked your boat yet?
Won't be going up to D.C. for it.
Really?
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's a shame.
No. I wanted to be there for the second Obama inauguration, which was fun for me. But after that, I can say this for those of you that are planning to attend. It's a goat F.
It truly
is an absolute goat F. I don't care who's president. It's a pain in the ass. If you want to freeze your nuts off.
I was at George Herbert Walker Bush's inauguration, and it was chaos. It's absolute chaos.
It is always chaos. It's crazy. You just get all those people in the street. So that's it. That's all I have. I really, you know, I'm not all that into it anymore.
It's over.
I don't care. I just want to not gloat. I want to not gloat and hope the guys that I bet with pay the bets. Mm-hmm. You know
how much
because
you
I think
do?
I might have lost on football this week.
How much are you so do, Mike?
Sure. Yeah, how much is coming your way?
Let me see. Now I got 20. I forgave because one guy paid early, so I took 15 on the $20 bet because it hadn't been called yet, and that was my buddy Skip. And Skip gave me 15, and then Rex
Mike
gave
is
me 20.
Bargaining.
And, he's got a Skip and Rex.
I got a case of Miller Lite, a case of Truly. Already forgave the Truly. By the way, I forgave because if you bring it up with me early before it's been called, I forgave
it.
Forget about it. Just give me a Truly every time I want one for the rest of the season.
And not a mango
and that was
one.
Cool. And not a mango. Yes. Not a mango. Do you hate mangoes, Truly?
I'm anti-mango,
Mike. Oh, mango Trulies are like ass.
Well, I mean, mango itself is a bad fruit, and I think Big Mango has got a lot of...
Mango can be good if it's really, really ripe, but by and large, no. Mango Trulies are like, really. It's like somebody peed in a can.
Hey, that's the motto. So. It's on every 12-pack of Truly. It's like someone peed in a can.
I think I got $60 coming to me.
Good.
20, 40.
Good for you.
And I got three $20 bets coming my way.
That's the action.
Excellent.
Like
and
that.
The,
but,
and
but
the
I won't
Miller
say
Lite.
Anything. I won't say anything, and then they probably won't either. So that's it. And for the rest of you out there, for everybody, Republicans and Democrats, S&D, all of you. All right. Thank you very much. Let's go.
Mango. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where are you? Stuck. The story is stalled on us. And you thought I'd help? I'll never quote you. I wouldn't quote you even as an anonymous source. I mean, you'd be on deep background. You can trust me, you know that.
Can you tell me what you know?
You tell me what you know.
Hunt worked for Coulson at the White House. Hunt was investigating Kennedy and Chappaquiddick.
That should tell you a lot. What else?
Well, we're beginning to hear a lot about a lawyer at Creep named Gordon Liddy, who was fired by Mitchell because he wouldn't talk to the FBI.
You'll hear more.
Will he talk?
I was at a party once, and a lady put his hand over a candle, and he kept it there. He kept it right in the flame until his flesh was burned. Somebody said, "What's the trick?" And Liddy said, "The trick is not minding."
The story is dry. All we've got are pieces. We can't seem to figure out what the puzzle is supposed to look like. John Mitchell resigns as the head of Creep and says that he wants to spend more time with his family. It sounds like bullshit. We don't exactly believe that.
Oh, but it's touching. Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys. Things got out of hand.
Hunt's come in from the cold. Supposedly he's got a lawyer with $25,000 in a brown paper bag.
Follow the money. Just follow the money.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends. Glad to have you along. Heard all over the place from Wilmington, Delaware, home of the 46th President of the United States, elected this past week. From Oakland, California, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Forest City, North Carolina, Flagstaff, Arizona, and Clowney, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Liquid IV Immunity. Now, flu season is right around the corner, so it's more important than ever to have a strong immune system. That's why Liquid IV, there it is, that's it. Hold it up a little closer, Rob, so we can see that.
I don't think we spotlight often enough how convenient it is. It's just this small packet, and you rip the top off, pour it in your water bottle, shake it and go. That's it. It's easy.
It's a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and Wellmune. And Wellmune, is that a thing? Is that what's
Wellmune
in there?
Wellmune is a thing, absolutely. It's a preventative.
Rob's got the convenient single-serving packet right there. Wellmune is a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system, and the vitamin C and D and the zinc will keep you at your best. Each packet is bursting with fresh, natural tangerine flavor, and it tastes so good. Plus, Liquid IV is donating 3.7 million servings in response to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV's new Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support is available at Walmart or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's Liquid IV and 25% off anything, liquidiv.com, anything you order when you use our promo code. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. So, because of all the news over the weekend, lost in the shuffle was the passing of one of the greatest game show hosts ever in the history of the medium, and that is Alex Trebek lost his battle with pancreatic cancer over the weekend. And the one fact that jumped out at me, we'll have more in news you may not need, but the one fact that jumped out at me, he was in the studio as recently as October 29th.
I know.
So he fought right up until the end, and I got to think he was probably in an awful lot of distress those last months where he was doing that show. What a brave,
I've been watching it more. I got into the habit when I was visiting my dad over our break, because my dad is a religious Wheel and Jeopardy watcher, and he was day to day. I mean, show to show, you would hear a different hoarseness in his voice.
Yeah,
and it was, you have to really put in mind what he was going through, but still getting it done. And here's the thing that I love about him is he said, and I'll play some tape of him later, he said he will continue to do his job as long as he can do his job at the level he needs to do his job. And that means that he worked himself to the very end. And that is a dedicated broadcaster and a man who I think he had a great relationship with his audience. And you don't see that a lot anymore. You don't.
It's kind of the, I take a lesson from it, and I kind of look at the way I'm doing this show, and I really am enjoying myself. And I do have we've got a tiny fraction of the Alex Trebek audience, but we've got that relationship with our audience, and it's not lost on me that this show resonates with people. So I'd love to keep doing this show, as long as I can. I like doing it. I have fun doing it. It's really part of me. I'll probably be doing this long after I'm swinging a golf club. I really do. I believe that. So, I mean, that's fun, and I hope we're able to do it. Buy those fruitcakes, people. Really.
Please do.
I can't believe I just used the death of Alex Trebek to hawk a fruitcake. But we've sold them all.
A lot of people know that he loved fruitcake, Mike, and that's what Alex would have wanted.
He loved to rob Spiewak fruitcake.
When the news broke in, it was sad, but also it was not unexpected, because at least for me, when I saw it break through the feed, when for him, it just wasn't unexpected. I was like,
but I wanted him to beat it so bad.
We all did, right? But it's pancreatic cancer. Like Steve Jobs with his billions of dollars couldn't beat it. It gets everybody.
No, I mean it's it's touched my life with one of my best friends, Jimmy Cover. Who was, I believe Jimmy was 43 or 46. I forgot, but it was, I delivered the eulogy at his funeral, and you realize that's a tough one. But still to go till October 29th and
just
handle it the way he
an
did.
Iron Man.
Such grace,
dignity and class. And it's something else. And, and in deference, I think to that same dignity in class, they're not jumping in right away to name a successor. And,
it'll be Jane Lynch. She gets everything.
Rob, Jesus.
You hate Jane Lynch?
Jane Lynch gets everything.
Rob and I don't
like
Will Ferrell, and Rob and I don't like Jane Lynch.
I didn't know that.
No,
I thought she's good. She's good on those family shows. On
well, I like her. I like
Friday
her in
night.
The
Monday night.
I like her in the Eugene Levy and Christopher Guest movie. She's just fine there. But she's what I don't need is a game where she tells me what I have to do to not get a pie in my face. That's what I'm not watching.
She's good at the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel too.
Yeah,
she's good in that role of the big body Broadway star.
But there is a word she could learn, and that word is no, thank you. No, I don't want to host that show.
When the time comes, when I think the time is appropriate, I would love to speculate on who would be an appropriate host. But being the time we're living in, I have no faith that the suits won't F it up.
Oh, they'll muck it up.
Yeah.
They'll muck it up. Look, I like Drew Carey as a person. He's a nice guy, but... You know, they'll do the same thing they did with Bob Barker. They'll put a Drew Carey in there. Mm-hmm. They'll put somebody who's
a haircut.
I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to answer questions from a haircut.
You want to put any, who you want to put in there? I don't know. You don't know because I think Wayne Brady was a good choice.
tell you, Shannon didn't know she didn't know about the skit with Herb. Is it Herb Schultz?
Herb Welch.
Herb Welch. Yeah, there.
Based on Dick Oliver, Mike.
Yes, yes. Ollie. Yeah. Ollie. So we watched.
Well, Ollie, I'll teach you how to be a reporter later.
Yeah, I was your boss.
We took such a deep dive into Herb Welch and Dick Oliver this weekend because Shannon had never seen any of those skits. And the
do you have it, Rob? Do you have
I
it?
Can
handy?
Find, I think I
every
can find
time
it, yeah.
Dick Oliver or Ollie would go to the interview and he would smack the microphone. I'm not doing it good enough.
Well, the Herb Welch character.
No, but in that one real skit with Dick Oliver, he did the same thing.
Did he really do it?
You hear it.
It wasn't a skit with Dick Oliver. That was the reality.
And the real deal.
Herb Welch was the skit. So Dick Oliver in that particular clip
really
does...
hits, and you hear it.
Oh my God!
You're here. This is a. Is it the Fox News affiliate in New York City?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the Fox News affiliate
in New York City.
Jim Ryan.
And Jim Ryan is the anchorman, a white-haired, long-term anchorman. For those of you who don't get it, if you want to get the joke. And Dick Oliver is the reporter who's on the street.
This is WNYW Channel 5, Mike.
I've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. Does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
Well, what's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What'd you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
And no, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Here's Aaron Bildermillo.
So the guy, who's the anchor? What's his name? Jim Ryan. Jim Ryan. So on the fly, though. You were, even though his English is so good.
Yes, perfect.
You were and are no longer.
And are no longer.
It's like, sick burn.
I found a deep cut interview between, who's the actual anchor that was at the
Jim
anchor?
Jim Ryan.
And another reporter about that clip years later. And he's divulging what was really going on behind the scenes.
Like what?
And he said that Dick Oliver was known to have a problem with the greenies. And the greenies. And the reporter says, the greenies? He goes, yeah, the Heineken bottles. And
Wow.
The greenies.
There you go. That's a good bet. I'd like to find that interview and play it on the show. Yeah. Anyway, we got to take a break. Oh, my God. Everybody knew that.
So in the mornings, they would say you get into the greenies, and they know when they go to a live shot, the frustration that was underneath all of that that entire clip was that he's like, oh, my God, he's into the greenies again. Do your job.
That's horrible because everyone knows, Mike. in the morning, drink a screwdriver, people won't smell it.
Rob does it every day.
Every day. Just to stop for him. Steady as a rock.
There you go. That's right. We will take a break, and when we come back, an eBay purchase from my bride that is now in our house and is dominating every moment of her time, ladies and gentlemen. She's not working, giving you fabulous facials. We'll take a break and come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
New from Apple iPhone. It's the personal assistant with personality. Meet Sirito.
Hey, what's up, Buttercup?
Hey, Sirito, what's the weather?
72 degrees and sunny out in the beer garden.
Hey, Sirito, give me directions to Bar Harbor.
I don't think the RV's gonna fit under that bridge.
Hey, Sirito, how do I fix a microwave?
Not looking too good. Put some wing sauce on it.
And now, Sirito will even play your favorite podcast. Just say, hey, Sirito, play The Mike O'Mara Show.
How about I play some Ozzy?
No, play The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, it'll be okay.
Let's get stupid.
Wow. That's your shopping mate. We'll talk about him a little bit later on in
Please.
The show. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. Don't you hate it when you reach the bottom of your watch list and you realize, with horror, there's nothing left to binge? I get there so often. It's crazy. You've entered the boredom zone.
Horrible.
So, how do you beat boredom? Just play Best Fiends, the free-to-download puzzle game. Unlike your favorite streaming platform, there's no end in sight. Best Fiends has literally thousands of levels with more added all the time. It just keeps going. And Rob is hooked. You've been doing it for a long time.
Mike,
you love it.
Big weekend. I broke the 1,000 mark. I'm at level 1,011. It's called Pricky Spectrum. And here's
you know
the deal.
What the real players say?
Yeah, right.
That level is for them to poop on.
I know, but
Rob Spiewak.
Mike, you try to collect 200 yellow flowers. It ain't easy, pal. And
get
to collect 10 apples. Oh, 8 slugs at this level. Eight slugs.
No Wi-Fi, no worries. You don't even need an internet connection. Best Fiends, binge-worthy mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads. 100 million downloads.
Huge job.
Free to download. It has literally millions of five-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. More levels, events, and challenges added all the time. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, ladies and gentlemen.
Slugs.
In a land long ago, far, far away, in a bar in Manassas, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen, there was a young lady who used to go to the bar with her hubby to be and hang out in Manassas. And it was her hubby's job to kind of work the crowd and mingle and show everybody that he was there. And Mrs. O'Mara would go to the corner of the bar and hang out. This is, by the way, back in the drinking smoking days for us.
Sure.
Where she would go to the corner of the bar and she would occupy herself, not by conversation or drinking heavily or doing anything. There was a machine that she used to play religiously. And what was great was that I knew as long as she was in front of that machine, I did not have to worry about her and entertaining her or
like
really doing much
just
of
like
anything. And
yeah.
I would go off and converse and smoke and drink with people. Yeah,
and
drinking
fairness,
my profits. Yes.
She was not out of drinking age at the time
she
started.
Well, that
dating.
Is a lie. That is a terrible lie. That is not correct.
Well, on their six-month dating anniversary, he got her the best fake ID money could
she
buy.
She was well above the age of majority. Thank you very much.
You do love me.
they gave me a hard time then. It's nice to see you carrying that torch to this very day. But on eBay, the machine that I'm referring to was in bars and has been in bars for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
It is referred to, and I think most of you will know it, the MegaTouch machine.
Oh, yeah.
Are
oh,
you
sure.
aware of the Mega?
Yeah.
The MegaTouch machine is not cheap. The MegaTouch machine.
Oh, I don't know how
machine,
much it cost.
Well, new back in the day, they were thousands of dollars.
I thought that somebody you would like lease, and then somebody would take money from you every month.
You could lease it or you could buy it, and that's it. And you would it would take money. Recently, on the eBay, the MegaTouch machine became available at a fraction of the price because it was banged up and it was
also
old.
People aren't in bars. They're selling people are closing
people
bars.
Aren't in bars.
Yeah,
but you know but what's great here? What I love about this, and I have to jump in as a guy that has had a few dalliances with the mistress of eBay in the past. This means that on occasion, Carla has just gone on eBay and searched for the machine.
Yeah,
because it's not like she's going to get an alert. You have to find it. So this has been on her mind for a long time.
Mm-hmm. She found it.
Yes,
she found it.
You get one for $500. It's amazing.
I said, but that's still a lot of money.
Oh, don't get me wrong, but it's not $4,000 new.
Well, back in the day, it was a big decision to buy one for the bar. I remember that, but. The thing about it is the programs that are in it, it's got a ton of stuff. It's a little computer, are all dated. The trivia that's on the thing is dated. It's dated trivia. But the little puzzle games that she has are not dated. Carla, are you listening to me? I thought she was. I'm sorry.
No, she's playing Mega Button Touch.
She's not working today. So my little man is home for Tropical Storm Etta.
That's right.
Etta James. And so it's...
At last, I'm going to blow Florida away.
So, we are up on another break. I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
I want to hear more about this machine, please.
When we come back, I will tell you the machine arrived Friday.
Nice!
The machine arrived Friday.
It has arrived.
Like she didn't have her nose in her phone and a computer running this business that's kicking ass. Now, there's another screen. She's gone. I'll tell you all about this monstrosity we have in our home when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, guys, it's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Meara Show mailbag.
William Bush.
If you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomearashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Fall is in the air. The leaves are changing. They've changed in many parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. Enter Solo Stove. I love great products that are simple like this. We all got them. And we all love them. Solo Stove creates the moments with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. And you won't get that smoky smell. Rob Spiewak, you have been living out there. When Carrie kicks you out and makes you sleep on the deck, don't you sleep in front of the Solo Stove?
It saved me from hypothermia dozens of times. But what I wanted to say is that this Friday, we are supper clubbing at this house. And when the invite went out, it came back. Solo Stove, right? I said, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll be outside supper clubbing. It's the greatest.
It's the best. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's a great little campfire smell, but it doesn't get on your clothes and linger there. Solo Stove products are portable, built to last. Easy to light, totally portable. You can take it anywhere. And Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now, you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to Solo Stove, and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. Once we get rid of the flooding in our backyard, we're going to get out that Solo Stove, and we're going to use it. Right now, you know, if we were to use it, it would be like frustrating.
But it is stainless steel, so it won't rust. It's fine.
It won't
just
rust.
Has to dry
it
out.
Won't rust. Yeah. All right, so the Megatouch, which the whole front of it is like the paint is chipped off. I don't know whether somebody maybe 9 times over the weekend, I said to Carla, I said, turn it down. She said, I don't know how. And I don't remember if there was ever a volume control on the Megatouch. I didn't go near it. I didn't deal with it, except for some of the naughty trivia. There it is. There's one right there. Let me look at it. It's not that. Yeah, it's almost that big. But there's a different one.
There's 10 different models out there. There is.
Yeah.
I'm curious, Mike, by any chance, did you use any sanitizer on the touch screen?
We used
sanitizer inside.
She was so obsessed with this that I came home Friday afternoon. She is on the floor with Michael. It is plugged in, and she's playing it. I said, why are you doing that on the floor? She said, it's too heavy for me to lift. Then I help her lift it up to the counter. It gets on the counter. At that point, I say, this is the woman who sanitizes everything. Mm-hmm. And I said, have you cleaned it? And this is the look I got. I said, have you cleaned it? She's like, what? What? I said, have you cleaned the thing? And she said, no. And she, the fingers are like flying over there.
Yeah.
No.
Like
no,
a junkie.
No,
like a junkie.
She goes, and she said, and the funny thing is, it says, and it really smells like cigarettes.
Oh, God.
Reeks of cigarette smoke.
Of course.
There is nothing that'll ever get that away.
That is
it
awesome.
Reeks of cigarette smoke. And all weekend I'm hearing, and I'm trying to watch the football. I'm like, I can't even hear the announcers. I said, volume control. And she was like, what? I said, is there a volume control? I don't know. I've got fingers pressing buttons, but I'm not going to press any of the buttons that have the button that controls the volume of the thing. And the only thing that's in there, they've got trivia. They've got trivia from
the ancient,
the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's 90s trivia. They've questions that were relevant in the 1990s. So kind of have an advantage. You know, back before, you know, the dementia set in for me. That's a good thing that
when I was when I was shopping jukeboxes, smoke smell was a huge factor because most jukeboxes lived in bars and taverns and they just soak it in. The one I found actually lived in a record store. So it was remarkably clean and odor free. But I remember opening them up to look at the mechanics inside, and it's like stepping inside a cigarette factory. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And you brought that into your home.
Brought it in our home. And if you want to know about what it looks like on the kitchen counter, it looks like I bought an extra microwave that's just sitting there. And then she's looking at me like, she's going, it's like, so when your daughter Elizabeth comes down with her boyfriend Connor, we can all play. And I'm sitting there going,
we can all play and get treated for lung cancer.
Carla, are you here?
How do you remove the smell of smoke from a machine?
The problem is if it's probably got like a plastic chassis.
All right, come here, Michael. Come here.
It literally absorbs the smell. It really does.
I'll ask Michael. Since I don't have Carla, I'll ask Michael about the
I bet if he opened it up, it would pour out fog like a Vixen video. Just
come here, Michael. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Right? Come here. Come here. Hi. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Day off of school. Woo!
That's day off of school here, right there. Day off of school. Hey, come here. Come here. Come here for a second. No, you don't need a hat. Come here, sweetie.
He doesn't like being on TV not made up.
That's right.
Let me ask you this. How do you like the Mega Touch? Not as much as mommy, right? How much does mommy like the Mega Touch?
I would say she likes it more than me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Just kidding.
And how does it smell? Cigarettes. All right, get out of here.
Cigarettes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, love you.
Thank you.
Love
Have you, a good day. Right.
Good verification.
There he goes. Here are my new socks.
What? Oh, okay. All right. He wants to show everybody his new socks.
Good.
Please.
We got him over the
Let's
weekend.
See him.
Right. Ooh.
Very nice.
Ooh.
I have to show them this.
You're breaking my leg, he says.
All right, I'll give it right back to you, but I'll show them. I know they're inside
out. The inside out.
Yeah.
These are the socks we got.
Looking right off his feet, poor kid.
That is the poop emoji.
Oh, dear.
And then on the back of the sock is the poop emoji.
That's funny. Excellent. That's you know, in my day, you'd actually have to step in something to get that on your sock. But now it comes with. Mike, I've been thinking about the Mega Touch. How about this? A simple Phillips head screwdriver and Allen wrench. Take off the back panel and put a couple of Christmas tree air fresheners in it.
Really?
Maybe,
so you've done this? Have you done this with jukeboxes?
I never bought a jukebox that smelled that way. But I'm thinking that you've got to figure out a way to air it out somehow. And I think
good.
Maybe
now,
if you
put
took
those
a
air
off.
Fresheners back in, it'll end up smelling like a fart-infested New York City cab. That's a good idea.
Choose your poison.
I'll do it. You know what? It's not. You have to be on. Like you have to be playing it to smell the smoke. The cigarette
smoke. That's the whole point, right?
What you got to do, Mike, here's your play, is you say, you know where that would be great, Carla, is on the lanai.
Yeah, in the humidity. Won't last
Maybe
that long.
Maybe the smell should be like, does it smell like the slot machines at the Downtown Grand?
Oh. Yeah. Well used.
Man, oh man. Isn't that horrible? Something that can kill you that I pine for?
Yeah.
Like back in the day, just sitting there like this.
Yeah.
Dying, losing all my money, and
trying
dying.
To find Mike in a casino, picking up a cigarette butt and saying, it's still warm. He's around here somewhere.
Oscar, I'm going to go ahead and say this.
Yes.
All right? Folks, listen, this pandemic where we haven't done the live show, even if we're able to do it next November, if say we get lucky enough, and by the way, some people are saying 2024 before that. I'd like to go back to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. I'm not going to tease where we're going to be or that's where I'd like to go back
Let's
to.
Do it.
I think
if
that,
we do it, Mike, where. Brought to you by Pfizer, it'll be great.
Yes. Great news today.
By vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the great news?
Oh, they just announced 43 minutes ago that the Pfizer vaccine is 90% effective. They just got the results. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a great day for science and humanity, is the quote.
Oh, fantastic. Keep your fingers crossed. We gotta take a break. We will come back with news you may not need.
What's that smell?
Anyway, we'll do that and more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Hara Show. When we were
at our height. Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@michaelmerrisshow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Thanks, Winslow. Greatest dog in the world. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Like it or not, the holidays are here, and that means holiday fun is right around the corner. But that fun takes work. For example, up in Santa's workshop, all the elves are hard at work preparing the 2021 TMOS bonus packages. They're painting them in festive colors, taking out all the commercials, adding in dirty words and drunken wives. I mean, they are really busting their asses, these little elves.
Yes.
You feel me? Little elfin busted asses. They're killing themselves. So the least you can do this holiday season is to buy a bonus show for those little busted ass elves.
Oh, elves. God. Busted
Seriously,
asses.
It makes a great
Tiny.
Gift for a neighbor, a friend at your lodge. A friend at your lodge.
Yeah, Mike, when you head down to the Moose, don't you want to have someone listen to the bonus show?
Right. The local butcher, your favorite mason, or even yourself. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and you're off to the races. Buy it today. Think of the children and the elves with their tiny busted asses. It's the best and funniest way to support TMOS. The bonus show. We live it so you can give it. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com and do it now.
News.
Mike, I was sober when I wrote the busted asses copy. I want you to know that.
I don't believe you, but that's all right.
It's true. That's the truth.
It's true. Let's get right to it. Alex Trebek, ladies and gentlemen, lost his battle with pancreatic cancer yesterday. He passed away at his L.A. home, surrounded by family and friends. He was 80. Trebek announced in March of last year that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but continued to host Jeopardy as he fought the disease. His last day of shooting, I mentioned this earlier in the show, was October 29th, just over a week ago. His final episode will air on Christmas Day. The show is, quote, not announcing plans for a new host at this time. That's classy, like he was. Mm-hmm. Hosting Jeopardy since 1984, Trebek won 7 Daytime Emmys from 34 nominations and also a Peabody Award. He also holds the Guinness World Record for most game show episodes ever hosted. That's terrific for Alex Trebek.
No sense in spreading out the coverage. I was going to play this in the vault, but, you know, Alex Trebek has always been open and honest with his struggles. He was incredibly candid when he talked about his cancer struggles. But don't forget, in 2012, he also had a heart attack. And all through his journey, he was honest. And this, I think, is a nice tribute to the candor that he had and the openness that he had with his audience.
Since the heart attack, I don't have the stamina.
During the holiday break, I had a subdural hematoma, blood clots on the brain caused by a fall.
I have some news to share with all of you. I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Keep the faith, we'll get it done. Thank you.
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish.
Thanks to the hundreds of thousands of people wishing me well following my recent health announcement. I'm a lucky guy.
Hey guys, I'm 79 years old. I've had one hell of a good life.
Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is, we love you out. That's very kind. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
The thought of passing on doesn't frighten me. The thought of myself moving on, hey folks, comes with the territory.
Mm. You know, that's so poignant when you play that, Rob. And, you know, I know I'm only 61 years old, but I could actually say that if I got that kind of news today. And that that thrills me beyond measure. So I've been feeling very sentimental lately about a variety of things, about
sure.
how my family members that have gone would have reacted during this time. But it's a sentimental time. But, boy, what a playbook.
Yeah.
What a playbook. By the way, anybody that's in the public eye that you know, gets any kind of news like that, he wrote the book.
Yeah.
Just follow
yep.
his lead mm-hmm. and you'll be fine. You know?
Yep.
That's great. If most of your sleep on election night happened while dozing in and out of cable news coverage, rather, you weren't alone. According to data from a health tracking device called Aura, O-U-R-A, Americans lost a total of 138 million hours of sleep Tuesday night.
Wow.
Not as bad as it was in the last election, because that was all night. And,
true.
Yeah. And, well, I don't remember much of it. The average number of hours slept dropped to 6.5. That's a record low. So 6.5 is a record low. That's like my average.
Yeah, I take 6.5 on a good day. That's nice.
The usual average is 7 hours. The company, 7 hours for me. I get up in the morning high-fiving people.
Yeah.
The company says that by the next night, Wednesday, sleep patterns have returned to normal, which is somewhat surprising since Election Day didn't come to an end until Saturday. And even now, there is still plenty of drama. I'm sleeping pretty well, though, riding the old melatonin train. Just after Joe Biden was announced as the projected winner. I do. I like the stuff.
Woo,
it's not
woo.
Bad for you. It's not a drug.
Right? You got the gummies?
No. I have a little tab.
Oh.
Little edible tab.
I take it as a shot.
There you go. Just after Joe Biden was announced as the projected winner of the election on Saturday, President Trump tweeted that his campaign would be holding a press conference at the Four Seasons.
This story.
At the Four Seasons Philadelphia. I should not. This is falling in that category.
Do it's not.
I'm not laughing because I'm gloating. I'm laughing because it's just a funny story.
It's a
you might assume
Nixon.
That's the Four Seasons luxury hotel, but it wasn't. It was a business called Four Seasons Total Landscaping. And instead of it happening inside in a conference room, it was held outside in the parking lot in front of a garage door. And it only gets seedier from there. Right next to the Four Seasons landscaping place was a porn shop called Fantasy Island Adult Books and Novelties. And across the street was the Delaware Valley Cremation Center.
Wow.
Trump deleted his tweet and replaced it with one that clarified that it was the landscaping company and not the hotel. And the hotel also tweeted that they had nothing to do with the press conference or the landscaping company. The location felt very strange. It was small. It was a tight spot. It wasn't as upscale as a usual Trump event. So naturally, a lot of people thought that they'd accidentally booked the wrong Four Seasons. The New York Times says the booking was intentional, although they don't really explain why, other than that they were struggling to find places in Philly that weren't packed with the celebrating Biden supporters. But apparently Trump was confused and was under the impression that his campaign had booked the hotel. There's no indication that the campaign ever talked to the Four Seasons Hotel, so it's unclear if they tried to get it. In any event, Trump wasn't in attendance. His lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was the speaker, and he was talking about their lawsuits to challenge suspicious votes. For the record, an employee at Four Seasons Total Landscaping says they don't have any political ties.
Hmm.
They just got a call early in the morning from Trump's team asking if they could hold a conference there.
in their parking lot.
Do you get the
lot.
Impression that somebody just screwed up and
oh,
is covering
yeah, this
their
is
own ass?
Yeah. An intern saying,
yeah.
All right, fine, I'll call the Four Seasons. He Googled, didn't look at the picture next to it.
Right.
Yeah. He called.
Exactly. And the thing is that Giuliani wasn't even going to speak, but luckily he was at the porn shop already, yeah. And so he was able to come by. And,
the serious
and talk.
Thing, you know, you buried my lead, Rob. A man from the sex shop next door says his phone has been ringing off the hook with people asking, "Is Rudy Giuliani there?" There it is.
He left the Borat film times. And straight to the place. Yeah.
Oh my God. There is a couple in Lakeview, Michigan, and they have 14 sons. Together, not previous marriages, nothing. This couple has 14 sons, and on Thursday, they had their 15th child, and it's a girl.
Hey!
45-year-old Kateri Schwant, or Schwant.
What's the last name?
Schwant.
And a lot of boys in the family, huh?
And her husband, 45-year-old Jay Schwant, had their daughter Maggie on Thursday. That's an active Schwant.
That really is.
Yeah, they're 45, and they have 15 kids. Their oldest is 28, which means they had him after they got married right out of high school. They had three sons by the time they were done with college, but they still both went on to get advanced degrees.
Mm.
There's no word on whether they're planning on having any more kids or if this daughter is finally their license to stop.
So high school sweethearts they were?
True or not. They were high school
voted... Most likely to smash.
Most virile.
Like the Duggars, probably, right? That religious component.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they might not be assholes.
Yeah, they've got a TV show.
You'd have to check their Schwants. Sorry.
Your Schwants.
And now, a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. A Washington...
What?
I'm sorry. It's been a long week. And it's Monday.
It's Monday.
A Washington State's couple... a Washington State couple's cat. That's hard to read.
It is.
It's unrewarding. A Washington State. Get me a jury. A Washington State couple's cat went on an incredible journey when he wandered into a shipping container and ended up at a Home Depot 2,500 miles away. The couple were shocked when a photo posted to a Seattle Lost Pets group on Facebook revealed Panda the cat had turned up at a Home Depot in Alaska.
Wow. Panda.
2,500 bucks. It turns out Panda had apparently hitched a ride in a mail truck and ended up at a transit center where he wandered into the shipping container. An employee of the store took Panda to a local vet where he was given a microchip and received clearance to fly home.
Good, Panda.
When asked about the journey, Panda refused to answer reporters' questions, coughed up a hairball, ignored everyone in the room, stretched a couple of times, and pooped under a couch. I'll figure out how to read news, Ollie, later.
And I was your
stretched
editor.
A couple of times. Thank you very much. Believe it or not, I actually worked on that this morning. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I am not a professional. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want to get with
me. This is your president
speaking.
These are trying times. So now I will provide you with more of my favorite words. When you hear these, it will help. It just will. Fancy, drippy, golden brown, grape, rope, hooker, intense, pointy, soda, glazed, smurf. Cute. Jacuzzi. Parcheesi. Ham. Bunny rabbit. Sinbad. Dodgeball. Energy. Pea. I meant the vegetable, not the other one. But that's okay, too. And supremacy. Thank you. Don't trust the Postal Service. And don't forget to vote on December 13th. Remember, you can't spell America without me. Get bent.
Count, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by my bookie.
Yeah. Giants, yes, baby, big blue.
I just logged on to my bookie account right now. Thank you. Did better than I thought I did. La, 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 la. Late fall college ball, the NBA bubble, and the UFC Fight Island. It's clear that 2020 has been a year unlike any other, which is why you need a sports book with offers unlike any other. Get in on the fun with my bookie, where odds, boosts, lightning... Get in on the fun with my bookie, where odds boosts.
Yeah.
Odds boosts.
Odds boosts.
Odds boosts.
Odds boosts.
Odds boosts.
Another unrewarding one. Lightning lightning deals, and free bets await you all season long. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing with MyBookie for years, there is no shortage of value to be found in the thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests that they offer every week. And don't miss their huge casino platform. I haven't.
Hello.
You get access to all the classic table slot and card games. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close.
That's right.
Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit, use the code, and you get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything in the sports book. If you've been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, this is a great way to get into it. And since it's on the house, you can't beat it. Officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. New York Giants are contenders.
Yeah, in the best division in the NFL.
Playoff contention, baby.
Big Blue.
Playoff contention. Anyway, let's open up the audio vaults. Right now, Rob Spiewak, what do you have for us?
Congratulations to the Washington football team yesterday. They came in second. We all saw the acceptance speeches on Saturday night. I thought that both the pending vice president and president spoke wonderfully. But the moment that I took away from Saturday, and I saw this in a rerun, was Van Jones actually got emotional when he announced that Biden reached 270. And it's a pretty special moment. And again, this is not gloating. This is just showing how much this moment is an important moment
Van
to so
Jones,
many people.
Ben Jones, African-American pundit on CNN.
Exactly.
Well, it's easier to be a parent this morning. It's easier to tell your kids character matters. Telling the truth matters. Being a good person matters. And it's easier for a whole lot of people. If you're Muslim in this country, you don't have to worry if the president doesn't want you here. If you're an immigrant, you don't have to worry if the president's going to be happier to have babies snatched away or send dreamers back for no reason. This is vindication for a lot of people.
Those are just a very gripping moment.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were emotional. It was an emotional week.
Really, a lot of strain. And again, it's the relief of just, we have an answer now. So that was nice.
I had a different reaction, but I mean, it's just me. I mean,
what was your reaction?
As soon as they called it, I went,
well, Mike, the reason that it was that they were able to get that final call had to do with a phrase that everyone wanted to say last week, the big dump.
So we're just waiting for that big dump that's happening right now.
We are due to get a pretty big dump.
We got a dump, Laura, at 9 o'clock East Coast time.
We expect another dump, if you will.
So far, the first dump here looks pretty good.
I think that you will see a big dump today.
And you'll see a big dump of that early in the evening.
It's been a little slower than we anticipated. We thought there'd be a bigger dump.
Steve Kornacki's over there waiting for a big dump.
I got good news for you. About 9:30, we're going to get a big dump in the Philly area.
Oh.
I was told we were going to get this one giant dump of Milwaukee. That big dump in Milwaukee.
Donald Trump got a little benefit out of that last dump.
Just watch out for Kornacki's dump, Mike. It was the biggest.
No way.
Now, also know this. Despite all the statistics, neither of the candidates have conceded, or there would be no reason for Biden to concede, but there hasn't been a concession from the president. Only one person has conceded.
I just want to point out how crazy it is that it's already Saturday and the only candidate who's conceded is Kanye West. It is never a good sign when Kanye accepts reality faster than you do.
My takeaway from this weekend, Saturday Night Live needs more than 10 hours to write a show. Just saying.
Yeah, probably.
The monologue was great, I think.
But the monologue was in place, ready to go. I'm just talking about the timely stuff.
Gotcha.
I'm a huge John Mulaney fan from a couple of weeks ago. Even John Mulaney, I mean, it's just like sometimes they're not, you know, it's hard to do. It's hard to be like fracturingly funny all the time. And really, John Mulaney, maybe a few, you know, give him a little more time in between.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's hard to be that good all the time.
Yeah. And I think also you're dealing with variables that no one's accustomed to, the smaller audience, the not typical audience. And it's just a lot going on. Mike, good news for little Michael. Bass Pro Shops has announced Santa will be there. But
man, that is a dilemma. The problem
is because of COVID, you don't get to sit on Santa's lap. What you have to do is experience the Magic Santa experience. with Santa behind plexiglass.
We warmly invite your family to join us for free photos with Santa
at
Reimagine Santa's Wonderland. Enjoy a contactless visit thanks to our Magic Santa Shield, along with extra enhancements to keep everyone safe this holiday season. Our elves will be wearing face coverings and cleaning all surfaces between each visit with physical distancing that provides plenty of room.
Just I like the part when Santa right. looks through the plexiglass and says, "Why do they call him Buffalo Bill?"
Was it a butterfly? All right, here we go.
Oh,
I may do this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm throwing an idea out. I usually don't do that on the air. Perhaps I will be a virtual Santa during the month of December.
Oh, that's so
perhaps
sweet.
I will, you know, when
like
we get
calls?
A and I'll do well, no, not multiple. Maybe when we get a talking head, they can talk to Santa.
Yes.
You know, I'd like that.
Yeah.
You know, this could be something where I'm excited. As a matter of fact, this might be one of the ideas where I'm losing steam on it almost as soon as I say it.
Well, start growing your beard and we can decide later. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., a very enthusiastic Washingtonian sort of dive-bombed a French reporter who was covering the Biden victory.
And I've been to France. It's beautiful.
I hate it, but such a song.
I love a croissant. I love an omelette. Du fromage.
And I think that is one we need to bring back. We don't do that enough for French people.
Bonjour.
And with the passing of Alex Trebek, I feel I should mention, though briefly, that comedian Norm Crosby, a staple on the Jerry Lewis Telethon, passed over the weekend. He's 93-year-old comic, a very funny man in his day. He was a malaprop comic, Oscar, where he would intentionally mangle the language. That was sort of his gimmick.
I do that all the time.
But this is from the Telethon, I think about 12 years ago. I just want to close with a brief Norm Crosby joke that I've always enjoyed.
I know a guy called 911. He was screaming. It was hysterical. He said, "My wife is having a baby. She's lying on the floor. She's having contradictions. What should I do?" And the woman on the phone said, "Is this her first child?" And the man said, "No, this is her husband."
That's your magic audio ball. Safe home, Norm Crosby. Have a great
good
Monday,
joke.
Everybody.
Good joke. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another show tomorrow. And thanks for listening, everybody. More fun, more thrills coming up for Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Well, bye.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's done, Joan. They've packed your things. They're loading your car.